This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Lombardi.
You couldn't get me to buy Mitchell Trubisky if you had him at a discount rack at Seeley's basement.
Radio.com Sports NFL Insider.
Now, everybody's going to bitch about Nagy not going over there early and all that, but this loss is not on the fact that MVP Mitch wasn't there. This is all on their defense. Their defense couldn't get off the field on third down.
Looking at the league from a front office perspective.
They can't run the ball. I mean, they're showing you who they are. And even if MVP Mitch, when he comes back, if they don't get a stellar performance from their defense, if they have one of these days with their defense where their defense gives up almost 400 yards and they're 50% on third down, they're not very good. I thought their defense was better than this, and the Raiders and John did a great job exposing it.
Michael Lombardi, every Wednesday with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score. The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We have the ginger hair genius himself, Zach Zaidman, sitting in, and on the line is Radio.com Sports NFL Insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls are brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. And Michael joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Michael. How are you?
Good morning. How are we doing?
We are doing well. And let's start the conversation with the big trade. You couldn't help from a Chicago perspective, but think about the Bears making a big trade a year ago and bringing in Khalil Mack, and obviously they gave up two first round picks. They did get a second rounder back, and they got a conditional fifth, and they gave up a third and a sixth. When you look at what was done yesterday, and Jalen Ramsey, I guess the Rams are going to change their name. They'll be Ramsey. The Jalen Ramsey, they gave up two firsts and a fourth with nothing back. So, I don't know. Does it make the Bears trade look better? Can this particular corner turn around the fortunes of a team? Why that trade? What's going on with the Rams? Where are you at with that?
You know, I look at this deal like Bruce Springsteen has, he's my hero. I grew up in New Jersey. I make no apologies for it whatsoever. I grew up near Highway 9. He has one of the great lines in one of his songs. He says, "Sometimes I can't tell my courage from my desperation." And I'm not sure this trade was courageous. I think it's more desperate. I really do. I mean, first of all, I think Ramsey's a good player. But to give up two number ones for a corner that basically you cannot throw the ball to, there's always another corner or another corner you could throw the ball against. You could ignore them the whole game. And unless you have a great pass rush, unless you have Khalil Mack and you give up two number ones, I'm not sure it's really worth it. Look, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're Jalen Ramsey, Deion Sanders. If you can't get to the quarterback and the quarterback has all day to throw, you're going to get open. You're just going to get open eventually. And so for me, I thought the Rams were a desperate play here. Their offensive line is a disaster. They can't protect. They've got, now they're going to have Goff, Cook, Aaron Donald, Ramsey, tied up in huge sums of money. They're going to have five players. They're going to eat away most of their cap. They have no depth already as a football team. So for me, I was a little bit like, I think this is an awful lot, and I would have rather seen them put it for an offensive lineman. If they did that for a left tackle or a guard, somebody, I get it, but not for a corner.
Yeah, I sort of agree with you, because I would say that the defensive Rams that you saw in the Super Bowl still better than the team they are today with Jalen Ramsey.
I mean, look, it's about your front, right? You've got to be able to win. I mean, Fowler's played better for them. I mean, they should really call themselves the Los Angeles Jaguars. They should probably trade for the Jaguars the personnel director, David Caldwell, too. I mean, they've got Fowler. They got the great Blake Bortles. And now they got Jalen Ramsey. I mean, I just think, to me, this whole thing's wrong with the Rams, and it really starts with, and I've been critical of Goff from his first year, To me, Goff's not a franchise quarterback. To me, Goff's not a $180 million quarterback. To me, Sean McVay made Goff, and they knew he made Goff, and they went ahead and paid him anyway. Like, I don't understand it. Goff is not going to carry the team where you need to go. And the way they're paying him, he has to.
That's a great point because, you know, and I look at the Bears from that standpoint, too. What happens when you're all in, and the Rams are all in? I think that's why they're making this move, because they realize that this is the window. They have no choice but to make moves like this. When you look at the Bears, they made the big trade for Mac last season. They go out this offseason, and they try to surround Mitchell Trubisky with as much talent as possible. They're all in, because basically you have a three-year window before you have to make a decision on his future. But what happens to a franchise when you realize that your franchise quarterback isn't what you thought he was going to be?
Well, I think that's the, you know, to me, if I'm Ryan Pace, I'm looking at Jacksonville and trying to learn something, right? Jacksonville, 10 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl in New England, 10 minutes away, right? And we went into that offseason, and they convinced themselves, because David Caldwell drafted Blake Bortles, and David Caldwell was not going to hear anybody tell him that Blake Bortles was terrible. Now, I was critical of Blake Bortles from the beginning, right? Nobody could tell David Caldwell he wasn't a good player. So they ignored Deshaun Watson. They take a running back, Leonard Fournette, for a fourth pick overall. Could you imagine 10 minutes away from the Super Bowl, the next year you add Deshaun Watson, you let Bortles go, where's your team? Where's your team? And Ryan Pace is going to have to answer the same question. He should know the answer right now. If he extends Mitchell Trubisky's contract moving forward, then all he's trying to do is just protect his draft pick. He knows who he is by now. You guys can all talk about he's going to get better, he's going to do this. No, stop. That's enough, right? No. The quarterback is the most important position in football. The Jets were one of the worst teams in football for 3 weeks. Sam Darnold comes back on the field. Guess what happened? They beat the Cowboys. All of a sudden, they look like a professional football team. Why? Sam Darnold's good. So you got to do that, and that's exactly – the Bears are in the same spot that the Jaguars are in. If they don't correctly evaluate Mitchell Trubisky, they're going to fall into the same trap.
Well, you know, it's very interesting you say that, because obviously it's the same week now that Marcus Mariota has been – he's lost his starting job. Jameis Winston, I don't know if there's still hope for him, but he just threw five picks. I mean,
there's no hope for Jameis.
Yeah.
He's won 21 games in his career. He can't help himself. Even the games he doesn't record picks in, like, let's just take example when they played New Orleans 2 weeks ago. He threw two picks in that game, and he got bailed out by the officials for defensive calls.
But my point was simply that these are places that are going to have to make decisions on quarterbacks too, and you don't want to be, you know, Jared Goff might be in the same boat as those guys, but you can't do anything about him because you paid him. So that's
right.
That's the dilemma you're facing here in Chicago. If Mitch can't get it done here on his return, then, you know, you can bring him back for another year, but you're going to have to get someone behind him, and then you're going to have to be able to move on if that is – and that's what happens. You know, people talk about, well, Mitch could be like Alex Smith. Hey, Alex Smith, he did not do what he did in his career for the team that drafted him.
Exactly. You can't. I mean, you're not winning with Alex Smith. You're not winning a Super Bowl. You're going to go against a team that's going to force the quarterback to participate in the game. And if you're going to win Super Bowls in Chicago, you're going to need to have that. And if you're Ryan Pace, you have to swallow your pride and say, you know what? Even though I passed on Mahomes, even though I passed on Watson, and I picked Trubisky, I made a mistake, right? You've got to be able to do that. You've got to be able to say that. Now, some people say it's too early to judge. Okay, fine. You know, you're averaging 3-4 a carry in the run game. You're under 10 yards in the passing game, yards per catch, not attempt, yards per catch. That's unheard of. You've got no explosiveness to your offense. And is it because Mitchell's growing and he's getting better? You have to answer that question.
Michael, I love reading you in The Athletic, and I enjoyed your column on Andy Reid. And I got to tell you, as I read it, I was filling in a lot of blanks with Matt Nagy, because it's the same issue that we're talking about here. We're talking, you know, they don't have a great defense in Kansas City, and he's not helping that defense at all. And if anyone ever needed to kind of slow down the game, maybe it's here in Chicago, where if you run the ball, if you play some complimentary football, that defense could carry you a long way.
Yeah, well, and I think the other issue that Matt doesn't really seem to want to address or understand is the fact that you're playing in Chicago and it's bad weather, and you're going to have to deal with the bad weather games. And if you don't deal with bad weather games, that's going to be problematic. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And so, you know, that's really the issue. And I think that there's no power to his offense. You can't go sideways all the time. And then when you constantly are calling for pass plays, you stop the clock. I mean, in that column I wrote, I mean, the reality of it is he went ahead and had four first downs in the middle of the second quarter from 12 minutes to 8 minutes. He got four first downs, and he just ate 3.5 minutes off the clock. And he puts his defense back on the field. They played 40 minutes. That defense isn't good enough to play a single header, let alone a doubleheader.
Wow. Man. Michael, when you were a GM, did you ever have a situation like the Lions went through on Monday night? And what does the league say to you the next day after they review what happened?
Well, I'm a product of the tuck. So, I mean, you know, look, I've seen every excuse they can make known to mankind. I mean, you know, the reason we had to play the tuck in New England is because we got called for tripping when it really wasn't a trip. Frank Middleton bumped a defender running through the B gap with his hip, and they called tripping. I mean, they still think it's a good call today. Look, I think this is the way you have to approach it. You didn't lose the game because of the calls. You lost the game because you were bad in the red zone. And it's the only way you can approach it as an executive. If you want to get caught up on the officials, then you're just the fan sitting in the stands. You lost that game because if you watch that game closely, the first two, three drives of the game, you moved the ball down the field on the Packers effortlessly. You got in the red zone three times and you came away with 13 points. If you come away with 21 points, you're going to win that game. But you didn't. And then in the second half, you had to settle for field goals every turnaround. And that cost you.
New Orleans has a 5-1 record. They come here to Chicago. The Bears coming off the bye. We know what happened. We talked about what happened with Oakland and in London. What happens in this game?
Well, I think New Orleans is going to copy the same blueprint on the Bears and stay ahead of the down and distance. You know, the Bears didn't do a very good job of de-arming what Oakland does really well. Oakland's the number one team in not allowing negative plays. Oakland's the number two team in off first half, first down efficiency. Oakland just matriculated 4 yards, 5 yards, and ran the ball. I think without Akeem Hicks in there, it's going to be a similar story. You're going to have to play that. Now, the defense of the Saints is much better than the Raider defense. It's not as slow. It can cover. The Saints are playing really good complementary football right now. Sean Payton has managed Teddy Bridgewater really well, and he understands how to handle it. So this will be a challenge. I think the Bears' defense will play much better. I don't doubt that whatsoever. I think they'll put pressure on Teddy. I think they'll definitely be disruptive in this game because they were embarrassed in London. The key is going to be, will MVP Mitch make some plays in the passing game? And let me say this to you. The Saints will make no bones about it. They'll force him to have to beat him in the game.
Hey, Michael, thanks a ton. Always a joy to catch up with you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That is radio.com sports NFL insider Michael Lombardi. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz. And this segment of the Mully and Haw Show is sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Now save $50 plus. Get a week of protein-packed shakes free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details. All right, we're going to come back and talk about all that he just said. There's a lot there. 312-644-6767 is the telephone number. Mully and Haw, we've got Zach Zabin here on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.